From Texas Public Radio, this is Texas Matters, a weekly radio news magazine that looks at the issues, events, and people in the Lone Star State. Today on Texas Matters, a goodbye to Rita Vidalvi, her stories, her songs, her voice.
Amor que no se compra ni se vende. Amor que es como el agua y el cristal. Crisol de los amores. Pedacito de mi alma. Sin ti no quiero nada. Solo te quiero a ti.
Sangre. This is Texas Matters from Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. On January 16th, Texas lost a music legend, La Calandria Rita Vidalvi. She was 94. Rita was a world-famous ranchera singer in the 1940s and 50s. Then she walked away from her international stardom. But she returned to the stage as she was turning 80. As a child growing up in San Antonio, she won local radio singing contests, then became an advertising model for Jack's Beer and performed on stage with Cantinflas, Celia Cruz, and Nat King Cole. We're going to listen to some of Rita's music and back to an interview that Texas Public Radio contributor Yvette Benavides did with Rita in 2004.
Well, I started when I was 12 years old singing at the amateurs at the National Theater here in San Antonio. Every Wednesdays they had this amateur contest, and I won 18 times the first prize. So they told me that I couldn't be there no more, that I had to start singing professional. So I started singing little by little, and then Lorenzo Barcelata met me there at the National Theater. And he gave me my first guitar and told me not to sing tangos anymore because I used to sing tangos. So he said, you're going to start singing rancheras. And he named me La Calandria. I kept on and on, and then my father took me to Monterrey, Mexico. And Cantinflas met me there, but I was already 19. And I sang there for about a year in Monterrey.
There was a time, though, when your father was against your singing and performing.
Oh, yes, when I was, before I started in the amateurs, my mother used to take me and lie to him that we were going just to the movies. But then somebody told him, your daughter is singing there and she's getting the first prize every time she sings. So he asked my mother, and my mother said yes.
Was it Mario Moreno Cantinflas himself who discovered you?
He helped me in Monterrey. He helped me to go to Mexico City. He got me the first tarjeta theatrical part so that I could sing and nobody would bother me because I had to belong to the Union of Artists. But I was a Texan and my father was from Mexico, so automatically I could sing over there. But every 6 months I would come to the border and renew my permit. And then my father took me to Mexico City, and they gave me 3 or 4 auditions. And I started at XCW radio station, and then at the Follies Bergier with Tintan, at the Teatro Arbeu with the comedian Medel, Libertad Lamarque, and Jorge Negrete, a lot of the big artists from Mexico at that time. So then I went up. They called me La Ranchera, Rita Vidalri, but I was from here, from San Antonio, Texas. And a lot of people thought I was from Coahuila because my father was from Coahuila.
Aunque estés muy lejos, te guardo un suspiro, te guardo un recuerdo. Aunque seas ajena, todavía te quiero, porque fuiste buena. Desde aquel instante en que te alejaste, se acabó mi vida. Se acabaron cantos, se acabaron risas, se acabó alegría.
no recuerdes que un día nos juramos.
And what was your big break? What happened or where were you? What kind of performance was it when you decided, okay, I have arrived?
Well, I was very shy, but my father had me very strict. So I loved to for the audience to applaud me, you know. That would give me a lot of happiness. Then I sang at the best theaters there and the best nightclubs in Mexico City. Then I came back to San Antonio, and I got married the first time. I had my twins. And then I went back to Mexico City because I got a divorce. My husband left. He was in the Air Force, and he left. So I had to stay with my little children, and I went back to Mexico City. Mm-hmm. And I sang again. I went to Acapulco, and then I found Eugenio Garrote. He was an agent from Cuba. And he got me a contract to go to Cuba. And then from Cuba, I went to all of Colombia, Bogota, Cartagena, Barranquilla, Cali, all of Colombia. And then I went to Panama City. And from Panama City, I went to Costa Rica and then back to Panama City. Then I came back here to San Antonio. And I stayed here with my father and my twins, my children. Mm-hmm. Then I married a boy from Laredo. I didn't last 5 years. I had another little boy, Roger. And then I got divorced 5 years later because he drank a lot. So I started back on my singing. I went to New York City and back to Cuba. But when I came back, my little girl, because I had three boys and one girl, that's the twins, and they cried every time they saw me, and I said, no more. So I met Mr. Eden. He was my agent at that time here in San Antonio, and he used to get me bookings, Houston or Galveston, Corpus, just around so that I could go on weekends and come back. But then he asked me to marry him. He was 20 years older than me, but he was my manager. So I said, well, I need security for my children. I'm not going to travel no more because I cried a lot every time I had to leave. So I said, either I'm a good mother or I'm a good artist. So I'd rather be a good mother.
Culpa tengo yo que no me quiera. Que mi cariño, siendo tan necio, esté contigo. Yo bien comprendo que mi castigo es pensar en ti. Que tu desprecio es latigazo que parte mi alma. Puedo yo esperar de tu cariño, mas sin embargo te seguiré esperando hasta que muera.
You gave up your singing career for your children?
Yes.
And I know you said in a previous interview on this show that you never regretted it for a second.
No, I never regretted it because my three boys are dead. And I would have felt very bad if I wouldn't have been close to them. I saw them going to school. I had them as teenagers here in this house where I am. I've been here 40 years. And I'm glad that I was able to be with my children mm-hmm. all this time because they passed away, and I don't have a regret that I was never close to them.
So three of your four children.
My three boys. Roger got killed in an 18-wheeler. He was 28 years old. And my Leo, he was in Vietnam. He was wounded three times. He had three Purple Hearts. He was working in the post office here when they were tearing part of the building, and it had asbestos. and he inhaled part of that dust, and it provoked what he had in his lungs. So he didn't last 1 month. And my little Eddie, well, he was 21 years old when he was killed. He intervened in a fight of his two brother-in-laws, and he got in the middle to separate them, and he got stabbed. So I've lost my three sons.
How do you go on when something like that happens to you, Rita?
It's God. It's God, because I wanted to go crazy. I wanted to go crazy because it's bad losing one son, but losing your three boys, I think God has given me the strength to support all these. And I thank to him. I thank to God every day, every day, every day.
Solamente una vez. Amén la vida. Solamente una vez. Y nada más. Nada más en mi huerto brilló la esperanza, la esperanza que alumbra el camino de mi soledad. Una vez.
I'm working as a home provider right now. I'm 80 years old, and I'm going to have my concert that I recorded a new CD. Maybe it's the last one because I'm 80 years old. But
I hope not. I think you have many more CDs to go.
Esperanza Center is helping me. I was already forgotten. Nobody even knew that I was existing here in San Antonio.
So, Rita, how did that happen? Because you stopped singing, I think it was in 1961.
Yes.
And then you've had this tremendous interest in your singing again. The last time when you had your concert at Guadalupe Plaza,
it was with my 80th birthday.
On your 80th birthday,
yes.
There was such a huge response and such a clamor for more songs from you. What do you make of that? Of how people have not actually forgotten you?
Because I was born and raised here in San Antonio, where the Guadalupe is. That's where I was born. That's the neighborhood I was born. And I've never, never denied where I come from, where I was born. Even when I was in Colombia and Cuba and everywhere, they used to call me La Mexicana. Mm-hmm. I am proud to be Mexicana, but I always told them, I'm a Texan. I'm from San Antonio, Texas. Mm-hmm. Where is that?
But now you are still a home health provider.
Yes.
And you care for a couple,
a
is
couple,
that right?
Mr. and Mrs. Guadalupe and Timoteo Molina.
Then they're
90
years old.
They're wonderful people. I feel like they're part of my family, and they feel like that with me, too. I thank God in a way because I don't have to stay home and get depressed, because I get depressed because right now I have a grandson here right now cleaning my yard and helping me to put little lights outside. My Eddie, he's my little grandson. He's 25 years old. He's married. He has three children, my great-grandchildren. But the oldest one, Hillman Edward Eden. My husband's name was Hillman Edward Eden, and he had productions because he used to bring a lot of artists, and that's the way I started working with him. But my son was Hillman Edward Eden Jr. Now my grandson is Hillman Edward Eden III, and my little one is Hillman Edward Eden IV. And he looks at my husband's picture and he says, Popo Eden. Momo, Popo Eden.
Not forgotten.
Yes.
Verás que no he cambiado, que aún vivo enamorada, igual o más que ayer. Quizás te comentaron y a solas me miraron llorando tu querer. Y no me da vergüenza, aún con la experiencia que que la vida me dio. A tu amor yo me aferro, y aunque ya no lo tengo, no te puedo olvidar. A tu amor yo me aferro, y aunque ya no te tengo, no te puedo olvidar. ¿De qué manera te olvido? ¿De qué manera yo entierro?
So, Rita, the new CD, this collection of songs, it's your first CD because you've had 78, you had three albums, you had about 50 singles, but this is your first CD collection, and it's called Calandria
Canta. Rita Vidaurri, La Calandria. This one is with accordion and more typical for the people that likes to hear the accordion all the time.
And La Calandria Canta includes Amor Eterno.
Yes.
By Juan Gabriel in this new CD collection.
Yes.
And in this version, you very briefly pay tribute to your children when you say, Mis hijos, amor eterno.
Yes.
The song is so powerful, and it is such a popular song among listeners of Spanish music.
Every time I sing it, I can't help it. I have to cry. I mean, I remember my three boys, and I'm singing it, and I'm just thinking of them. Amor eterno. Inolvidable, tarde o temprano, yo estaré contigo para seguir amándolos. So it's beautiful.
And you sing it in such a gorgeous way. Did you select the songs for the CD? How did that selection process take place?
Gracielita from the Esperanza.
Graciela Sánchez.
Graciela Sánchez. We went to see Mr. Gutierrez, Salomé Gutierrez from Del Bravo, and he offered his studio and to record the CD for us, but the expenses are through the Esperanza.
De mis ojos está brotando llanto. A mis años estoy enamorado. Tengo el pelo completamente blanco, pero voy a sacar juventud de mi pasado.
Now, Rita, this is your first CD recording, and I did read somewhere, and you reiterated it today, that you say it will be your last, but don't you foresee that there will be many more recordings in your future? Your voice is so strong, and you're still working. You're 80 years old, but you're still working. Do you think there'll be more?
I hope so, but you know, the people tell me that my voice hasn't changed. I know it has changed. It's a little more low than what it used to be. I've always sang in a low key, because every time I would sing with mariachis, they asked me what key, and I would tell them. They say, oh, no, we sang in that key, and they were men, you know. I said, well, that's my key. Until I start singing, they would laugh. Oh, gosh, she has a strong voice, low, strong voice. I don't have a voice like normally in a woman's voice, but I sing very loud. And my children, you know, they make fun of me, my great-grandchildren and my grandchildren. They say, Grandma, if you were so famous, where's all the money? I say, well, because at those times, they didn't pay like they pay now. Like that advertisement I did for the Jack's Beer.
It's a very famous Jack's Beer ad.
And at that time, in those years, they only paid me $500. They sent me to New York City, and I stayed there a week. That's all they gave me. Now you make a commercial like that, and you get a lot of money. All the artists, not only me. Lidia Mendoza, she's my comadre. I love her very much. Eva Garza, you know, we used to record for $10-$15 with Blue Bird, and we never got any royalties.
But you performed with, obviously, with the singers that you mentioned, Lidia Mendoza and so on. You've also performed with Celia Cruz and Maria Luisa Landín.
Oh, yes, I worked with Celia Cruz all over Colombia. Lucho Gatica, Tony Aguilar, Olga Guillot. A lot of artists. I have a lot of my clippings that I reminisce. I open a big suitcase that I have, and I take out all those clippings where I used to sing.
Probablemente ya de mí te has olvidado, y mientras tanto yo te seguiré esperando. No me he querido ir para ver si algún día que tú pienses volver me encuentres todavía. Por eso aún estoy en el lugar de siempre, en la misma ciudad y con la misma gente, para que tú al volver no encuentres nada extraño y sea como ayer, y nunca más dejarnos. Probablemente estoy pidiendo demasiado, se me olvidaba que ya habíamos terminado, que nunca volverás y que nunca me quisiste, te me olvidó otra vez, que solo yo te quise.
Yo te quise mucho, mucho, con todito el corazón. Sin embargo, tú me diste la más negra decepción. Y luego dicen que las mujeres no tenemos la razón. Nomás di lo que tú hiciste con mi pobre corazón.
And Rita, you said at one time that you had a very tough childhood and
yes,
your family struggled and so on. You also described that period in your life, especially once you started performing, as a fairy tale existence. And obviously you've endured so much tragedy with the deaths of your sons and so on. But why do you think this is happening right now at age 80? Why do you think this is this kind of a, not exactly a fairy tale existence, but just this love for your music and this love for you as a performer and this attention and the demands of your public for more music from you? What do you make of it? What do you think at all? Does it mean anything to you?
Well, I have to be very thankful for the people that remembered me. I went to sing when they made Lidia Mendoza's, she performed at the El Mercado where she used to sing, the Chili Queens. I went and I sang for free because she's my comadre, so I offered to go and sing. And from there, they heard me, these people from the Esperanza. And time passed, and all of a sudden they called me and asked me if I wanted to appear or to make a performance over there at the Guadalupe. I said, yes, why not? After my children passed away, I didn't have joy. Nothing would make me, like, smile or be happy. I would just live day by day. And I had a lot of friends, and I didn't even go out with my friends. I gave up everything. I just worked to keep on living. And see, my children, my great-grandchildren and my grandchildren, all of a sudden now Gracielita was the one that asked me, and when I performed at the Guadalupe, I didn't know so many people remembered me, and it was full. And then I signed a lot of autographs. When Lila Downs came, I opened the show for her too. And Graciela said, the people love you a lot, Rita, so we're going to do a CD, because they kept asking, when will we get a CD, or when will you record? So that's why we did this.
So Rita, what is your favorite song on the CD?
Amor Eterno. There's a lot that are very Amor Necio, and there's that other one, De Que Manera Te Olvido. There's a lot of beautiful songs. And I recorded three songs from Mr. Gutierrez, Salome Gutierrez. Mm-hmm. I enjoy singing every song, but that one's special because I remember my children.
Tú eres la tristeza de mis ojos que lloran en silencio por tu amor. Me miro en el espejo y veo en mi rostro el tiempo que he sufrido por tu adiós. Obligo a que te olvide el pensamiento, pues siempre estoy pensando en el ayer. Prefiero estar dormida que despierta de tanto que me duele que no estés. Como quisiera yo que tú vivieras, que tus ojitos jamás se hubieran cerrado nunca y estar mirándolo. Amor eterno e inolvidable, tarde o temprano yo estaré contigo para seguir amándonos. He sufrido tanto por tu ausencia, desde ese día hasta hoy no sé quién soy. Aunque tengo tranquila mi conciencia, sé que pude yo hacer algo más por ti. Oscura soledad estoy viviendo, la misma soledad de tu sepulcro. Tú eres el amor del que yo tengo, el más triste recuerdo de Acapulco. Como quisiera yo que tú vivieras y que tus ojitos jamás se hubieran cerrado nunca y estar mirándolo. Amor eterno, inolvidable.
Rita Vidaurri died last week in San Antonio at the age of 94. Yvette Benavides recorded this interview with her in 2004. That's it for this edition of Texas Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm David Martin Davies. You can write to us with an email to texasmatters@tpr.org. You can also write directly on our show page on our website at tpr.org. And that's where you can listen to past Texas Matters programs. And you can find us wherever you download your podcast. And tune in again next week for another edition of Texas Matters from Texas Public Radio.